Hey everyone, and welcome to The Huddle. It's great to be here, and I have a guest today who I've known a long time. You've just met me today, but I've known of you for a long time, and I've taken many of your classes. So I'd like to welcome Allie Love, who's, amongst other things, a Peloton instructor, which I've been a fan of and a customer of since probably 2018 or so.
That's awesome.
Yeah, great product, and it's one of those you can compete against yourself, others, but ultimately the goal is to be a better you. That's the way I always thought of it. Thanks for coming to Northwest Arkansas. Good to be here.
Thanks for having me. Everyone here is so lovely. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's a great community, a lot of nice people. The company's been here for over 60 years, and we have some really important core principles, and one of those is being respectful and others serving others, and we want to be excellent, and we do everything with integrity.
Is one of the core principles calling everyone ma'am? Because I've been called ma'am more times here in a day than in my entire life. I love it. And I do find it at a level of respect that I don't necessarily get in New York, so I appreciate it.
You hear it a lot around here. I don't know anywhere it was ever written into the company principles. I think it may be more geographic.
Got it.
And where I grew up in the South here in Arkansas, and it was always required and a sign of respect. So it's always meant to be respectful.
Yeah, I love it.
That's great. Okay, so let's talk about you. All you're doing, so instructing, you said last year was like record year on the bike. I heard that a few minutes ago.
Yes.
But there are a lot of other things you're involved in. I'd love to talk about your inspiration, how you got into this, and what all you're doing.
Yeah, so I always say I forge the slash generation, meaning I do this slash that. I'm a Peloton instructor, on-air contributor for the Today Show on NBC. I am the CEO and founder of Love Squad, which is a women empowerment group. I'm the host of the Brooklyn Nets, and I do a lot of brand deals and a lot of opportunities and conversations like this. In terms of how I got into it, I actually sat down one day and I just thought about what are those things that I'm really good at and or what do I enjoy doing and where do they intersect? And I realized I love being social. I love people. I love meeting people, engaging with people, and I love to talk. And I know that doesn't sound like a hard skill set, but it is when you kind of figure out what are the alignments of being social and being able to encourage people with words. And that's why I'm a Peloton instructor. Obviously, I love fitness. I grew up dancing in Miami. Right after I got hit by a car, I fell in love with movement. And so it was like the synergy of movement, of conversation, and curiosity around interacting with people that kind of set me up to be a part of this slash generation and enjoy doing many jobs all at once.
I can tell. I'm sure you sleep at some point, but
I do.
Doesn't sound like there's time for it.
I do. I actually get about 7.5 to 8 hours of sleep at night. I go to bed early.
That's good. That's good. One of the things that is incredibly clear in just a few minutes we've gotten to know each other is you're an optimist. Mm-hmm. I can tell you're always looking for a way, and if something feels like it's trapping you in one place, you just look for a way to overcome it and provide access to others. Talk about that, and then I'd like to talk a bit more about getting hit by a car and how that affected you. But first, talk about being an optimist.
Yeah, I try my best to be the person to find the yes. Mm-hmm. I always say there's a yes in here somewhere. Mm-hmm. Whether it's work-related, I'm at the table at Peloton and we're trying to figure out an opportunity for another instructor or a way that we can bring an idea to life. Or I'm thinking of myself in my personal life. Like, what's the yes in here for us to continue a friendship or to always find the fun, right? And within that, what I recognize is if you're adamant about finding and figuring out something, it'll get done. And I think that in itself translates into optimism. And where it stems from is at 9 years old, I was at a family barbecue and, my family's Southern, but we live in Miami. And so we all get together every weekend and you hear the magical noise of the ice cream truck. And so as a kid, I run out there, get my dollar, get my ice cream. And as I'm coming across the street, I look both ways, car parked behind the ice cream truck. I get hit by a car. I'm in the hospital for 7 days in traction because young kids don't break their hips. And it was a pivotal conversation that transpired with my mother. She talked to the doctor, came back in the room, and she said, it doesn't look good. You lost a lot of blood. You have two options. You can either let go, or you can pray and fight for your life. I can't trade places, but I need you to choose. I need you to do something. And in that moment, in hindsight, I recognize how hard that conversation is to have with a child, let alone your child. Mm-hmm. And then I recognize that decision, my mother put the onus on me, the responsibility on me, to make a decision about my life, and I decided to pray and fight for my life, and I never stopped doing those two things to this day, and I always say that now as a part of my narrative, because we often forget shiny things weren't always so shiny. They also had rough times. Mm-hmm. And so within that, that shaped how I looked. Every day is a gift. I wake up, I'm excited, I'm full of energy. I have a lot of energy, more than the average bear.
I've noticed that in a couple of your classes.
And I don't drink coffee, which also kind of makes me a little annoying. I get it. But yeah.
I don't think it's annoying at all. But it is perspective.
Yes.
You know, things like that, and a very young age for that to happen, but it creates perspective. And sometimes people can lack perspective, and you can get into a rut or get in your own head and talk yourself into a reality that's not great. But I agree with you. There should be a way that you find the yes. You find the solution in every situation, and you did.
Yeah, and not everything's going to be given to you. You got to work a little bit. Like even with life, you know, living wasn't always an option for me at a time in the sense that I had to fight, I had to work hard to come back at a young age. And again, I think that sensibility around precious, like time being precious, but also understanding that the work that you put in is only going to be the return that you have invested. Mm-hmm. It's not handed to you.
That's exactly right. And fitness, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Big part of your life. It's also not something that you just wake up and is given to you. You have to do it.
Yes.
And you have to engage in it all the time. We have a long culture of fitness here in Northwest Arkansas. We're actually opening the Walton Family Health and Fitness Center, mm-hmm. Which is interesting because it goes all the way back to the early 80s when Sam and Helen Walton bought and paid for, built a fitness center for our associates to use. Mm-hmm. We're relocating to a new campus that's being moved, and the opening of it is finally here. It's going to be an amazing facility. But we also believe that personal fitness, mental fitness is a great way to ensure that you're ready to be the best person you can be, the best business person you can be. And clearly that's one of your tenets in life. I've mm-hmm. seen it, I've been a part of it some. So when did you make that decision? Was it always there? And how do you keep going with everything else you have going on in your life? Because you could very easily just be too busy for it.
Absolutely. Well, three things I will say. Number one, I'm going to say something that's a little polarizing. I don't like to get up and work out. I think that it's very rare to find someone who does. Some of my colleagues, they do. I'm not one of them. And that's okay. So I don't want to sit up here and say, well, every day you should get up and work out. And no, there are going to be days that you just don't. And it's a part of my job. Some days I don't want to do my job in that sense. But I will say the second point of recognizing the beauty of my job is that I'm never on the bike alone. I have a leaderboard. I have you. I have folks that are part of our community. And so when we talk about fitness and the priority and the importance of it is if you recognize point one is that doing anything by yourself, including fitness, most times you won't be as motivated or activated to do those things.
Right.
Leads you to point two is find a community, find a friend, find an accountability partner. And that's what I do. Peloton is my job, but also my accountability partner to make sure that I'm staying in the space to be the best version of myself. Number three, I've found, and I was actually talking to Alex Toussaint, another instructor, and he was like, you know, I have a new thing that I'm doing. I'm getting up early like you, Ali Love, and I'm going to start, you know, my day with running because I realize in order to be great at the table, to be a great partner, you know, wherever you are, whatever category you and space you hold, to be great in those spaces, you have to be great for yourself. And I believe in that is that when I get up and I do my 6 a.m. workout, even though I don't want to, but I recognize I'm not doing it alone with my 6 a.m. hitters, my love squad, I get it done. I can occupy a space and show up as the best version of myself that I can sit at the table, think clearly, feel good, found my fun already in the workout, and really change lives in the sense of making fair, just, clear decisions. And so in those three ways, I think of, yeah, you want to connect mind, body, holistic, wholesome, fitness, health, but you have to figure out, one, get comfortable with that. It's not always easy, and most people don't love it, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Figure out your love squad, figure out your group, your accountability partner, get it done, and then activate it. And that way you can see the returns of that morning investment throughout the day.
Throughout the day, exactly right.
Yeah.
One of the things I always found the hardest part of an early morning workout, and this will sound a bit trivial, is just putting your feet on the floor.
Yeah.
Making the decision to put your feet down at the right time and get going. And even if it's 20 minutes or 30 minutes, it's just enough to make that small investment in yourself and you feel better the entire day.
Your workout does not have to be 45 minutes.
No.
Something is better than nothing. That's it. If you only have 10 minutes on my busiest day, 10 minutes. I do commercial abs is what I call it. I like to come home and sit on the couch. I don't know what you like to do, but I like to come home and sit on the couch and I'll watch like my British TV. And on the streaming platform, I get the cheap ones so I have commercials. I'm not buying the ones without commercials. Every commercial, I do a plank. Like I just go in, I do a plank in the living room floor, I get back up and I finish watching it. And just again, it's a part of my lifestyle. I'm not trying to create space because it's hard. It is challenging.
Right.
Some of those days we do create space when we get out there on the trails.
Sure, but that works when you're traveling or you're out of town or in a hotel room. There's always a way there's always a way to make it happen. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Love Squad.
Yeah.
You're the CEO, founder of that group. Mm-hmm. How did it come about and what do you do?
Came about 8 years ago, sheer lack of frustration and resources. College mm-hmm. student, I couldn't get in rooms or afford the tickets to get in rooms where young folks like myself were having conversations about their career. And I felt left out and I felt frustrated about it. And instead of sulking and saying, well, these are the cards that I dealt, I found the yes in here somewhere. What if there are more people out there like me that can't afford that ticket, but is still curious around their career? What if I just get a space? What if I did the work, right? Put in the work, the investment to find a free space in New York, get some free food, and invite everyone who follows me on Instagram. At the time, I had about 3,000 followers, which is a lot of people. Not all of them live in New York. And that's exactly what I did.
It's grown a little.
It's grown just a little, just a wee bit. I put an invite together. And what I did was I made the event free. I said, we're going to talk about branding, which is your reputation within your career and in your personal space. I partnered with a friend who was doing it really well. She gave me her time for free. And the Eventbrite kind of sold out in 15 seconds. We had a 75-person wait list. I could only hold 50 people in the space, and I told everyone to show up. It was definitely a fire code, which I haven't gotten in trouble to this day. But what I recognized, that was an indicator that there was a gap in the market, that folks needed access to information, and information is expensive and or not always verifiable if you get it through mm-hmm. social platforms. Mm-hmm. And so being able to get people together, which is what I love to do, I talk about being social, get people together to exchange information and experiences is priceless in that you will leave a Love Squad event with something, whether it is motivation, inspiration, new ways to get a job. One of the things I like to do is we stand up and say, what's your need? John, what's your need? What is it that you need right now? It could be work-related, personal. Some people say, I need a friend. I just moved here. I just want someone to get coffee with. Someone's like, I live down the street from you. Where do you live? What's the neighborhood? I live down the street. They exchange. You've made a connection. We all recognize that we all need each other to continue to move forward. And so within Love Squad, that's what we try to do. We make those connections. We provide access to information. And we do it at a low to no cost. And right now we have a thing called Cafe Conversations. We just go in your local cafe and we bring you together over some coffee, some tea, and conversation.
Those connections. Make it easy. And they're so important. Yeah. I mean, here, as an example in business, I was with a group of our managers yesterday, about 60, and whatever they may be going through, someone in the room has been through something like yes. that or is going through something like that. Just relying on others to help makes you better. And asking for help, sometimes it's hard. You don't want to ask for help because we're proud and we want to solve the problems and have the answers. But the best thing to do is find people that are similar that can help and just ask. Yeah. And you'd be surprised how many people will say yes.
Absolutely. Ask for help. It's hard for me too, but I really have challenged myself in the last 6 months mm-hmm. to ask for what you need. People don't know what you need. And sometimes we think they should know because you gave hints. Mm-hmm. They're busy doing their own thing. And that's fair, whether they're your manager or your friend or even your partner. It's just like, ask for help.
Yeah. And you're busy. We're all busy.
Yeah.
And so you just can't do all this. Okay. Two more things. What would you like for companies to do more of to empower people and help people become the very best version of themselves that they can be?
Okay. So two things I would say about this in terms of kind of most people don't like to say top down. They want to say like a linear or flat organization because it makes people feel good. But I do think when you talked about values earlier, I think sticking to your values and letting them translate in real ways that affect everyone in the company. Sometimes the values can affect people at the top or at the mid-level, but then after that, it kind of funnels out. So doing that deep dive to say, how does our values translate within the scope of all areas of the company? I would encourage companies to do that. We do that a lot, especially on the content side and production side at Peloton when it comes to the instructors. Whether it's a newer instructor or a tenure instructor, we try not to kind of separate them and say, well, you don't know anything and you know everything, because that's not true. When you've been here for 30 years, 30 plus years, you actually don't know what it feels like to be new. And that's a superpower.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. I don't know what it feels like to be new at Peloton. That's a superpower because guess what? When you come in new, you can realize what beginners need. You can talk to a whole group of customers, of people on the opposite side of the table, of members that are just actually in the same space and place as you that I can't because I no longer have that skill set, or it would take me a lot of work to get there,
right,
to get back to that mindset. So it's like recognizing that, making sure those values translate throughout the entire company and making sure that that conversation has been had. I think the second thing is, this is gonna sound maybe not something you take, but this is really important to me right now. I talked about finding your feel good last year. Find your fun. If work isn't fun, you will dread it every day. You will not do good work. You will not leave great impressions on people. It would not be great for the business. find your fun. So whether you are managing people or you're part of a team, it is important for you and your colleagues to say, what is fun within our group? And let's do it. And for the company to support that. Because when people are having a good time, like I wake up, I talk to Julia on my team, and I wake up, I'm ready to go. My jobs are fun. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have that fun, it is hard to get great ideas and to really move the needle forward and progress in any role that you're doing.
Oh, that's exactly right. Some advice I got a long time ago, which I still think about years and years later, is be great at what you're good at. Yeah. Don't try to be great at the things you're not good at. Absolutely. And then find something you love and call it work.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
And clearly you love what you do.
I do.
Then we just call it work. Although some days it is work at 6 a.m.
Of course
it is. I try to get back to that.
So, I mean, 6 a.m. Tabatas, that's work.
Yeah. And by the way, you can take those classes in the evening. I do that as well. Allie, thanks for coming. Thanks for coming to Bentonville. Thanks for coming to be a part of this. Again, it's exciting for us to open our next version, our next journey of our fitness heritage we've had here in Northwest Arkansas. And everyone out there, I hope you have a great year. This is a great way to start the year. And it's good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you.